Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, Christian patriots. Welcome back from the weekend, hopefully a restful one. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
That's right. It is Monday already. It's March already.
Oh my gosh, that is hard to even believe. Wow. Yeah. Although I can't say I'm upset about it.
No,
you know,
kidding.
I'm ready for winter to just kind of taper off. And
yes.
You know, it keeps pretending like it's going to start back up again, and you know, that's good for about December, you know?
Yes. Agreed.
But this happens every year. Right about March, March ends up being like, you know, a little bit anxious to get out of this cold weather and
right.
just start into spring. We're all ready for it.
Well, what they say about March, you know, in like a lion, out like a lamb, or vice versa.
Right.
So if it's all pleasant and you get that 60, almost 60 degrees in the first part of March, it's going to end like wintry, blustery. So in like a yep. lion, out like a lamb is, I mean, it's March came in like a lion. You know, wind storms and snow.
Well, and so, you know, it's really very interesting what is going on with the weather anymore, especially since, you know, HAARP has a huge part to play in that anymore.
Yeah.
It's the geoengineering
right.
that is going on is disrupting normal planetary weather patterns and has been for the past 20 years now because it's been, governments have been just tampering with it. And so now it's not like, you know, we can rely on the almanac anymore.
No kidding.
You know, because now it's man-made intervention that's causing problems. In fact, one of the craziest things I've ever seen just happened in Utah. We're looking here at this video clip of South Jordan in Utah, where crews are actively working to clean up after high winds caused major pileups of tumbleweeds in the neighborhood.
Yes.
And it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. I've never seen 15, 20-foot piles of tumbleweeds in people's yards next to their houses.
I've never seen the highway department have to clear the highways of tumbleweeds with snowplows.
That's right.
I mean, that is, and the truck disappears.
Right. And people are trying to ride their bikes down the road and you can't because they just, you know, it basically, if you're going to dive into the tumbleweeds, it's going to clog up your bicycle, right? It's
yeah.
so weird.
It'd cut you up too.
Yeah. And so then in Northern California, on Donner Pass, oh my gosh, that got so much snow that in this video clip we're looking at here, you see all the 18-wheelers just stopped because there are snow swells of that are just, you know, probably, I'm guessing, 10, 12 feet high against their trucks and
90
vehicles.
90-mile-an-hour wind gusts.
Yes.
There.
Right.
With
and,
the snow.
Yes. And then also the wind gusts in Sierra Nevada. A massive snowstorm just hit the region with winds reaching up to, get this, 190 miles per hour and estimates of more than 10 feet of snow.
That's Category 5 hurricane plus.
Yeah, how do you get that much wind? Oh my gosh, it says I-80 was reportedly shut down and the snowfall of 12 feet plus expected early next week. And so 190 mile an hour winds, that's
right.
staggering. No wonder the tumbleweeds are all over in Utah. You know,
yeah.
that's crazy. So,
well, a lot of wind here in the last week and a half. And that's the most extreme one I've heard. You know, last week we couldn't do the Sunday podcast because we lost power because of the high winds.
That's right.
Just as about, you know, we're ready to start the stream, boom, lights out.
Right.
And, you know, so, yeah. It's
well, you know, yeah, we have nothing to complain about when other parts of the United States are going through crazy weather bouts like this. You know, I mean, especially like in Nevada there, where it shows people opening up their front door and it's just a wall of snow.
Yes.
And here we are in March, just like we're saying, what an odd time for this to be happening and so forcefully.
Well, it's the age of unpredictability on all fronts.
That's right.
Politically,
yep.
socially, societally, I should say, weather. I mean, every facet of our world is in a state of chaos and unpredictability.
Yep, that's for sure.
But one thing we can predict is God, His word is rock solid.
Right.
Things are not falling apart. They're coming together.
And, yes, that's right. That's right. That in the chaos, that is part of the end times plan that the Lord yes. has for us. And that is, He purposely told us about that so that when we got to this time, it would be a comfort to us to know that, you know, that He hasn't lost control,
right.
that everything is now just completely falling apart, and now He no longer has control. He has absolute control. And so this yes. this is scheduled to happen exactly as it's happening.
Right. And so that's, and it even said that there'd be perplexity or complexity. Yeah, yeah, the world would, with perplexity and confusion and not being able to make sense of what's going on. Of course, nothing makes sense because chaos and demonic activity are reigning.
That's right.
So it does defy all logic, but it is exactly how we were told it's going to play out. So
that's right. Yeah.
Got so, that to look to.
Yep. And the comfort being knowing that the next big thing to be watching for is the peace agreement in Israel. And of course, after the break, we're going to be getting to some of the updates on what's going on around Israel now and yeah. The craziness, the schizophrenic help that we are offering Israel and Hamas at the same time. Boy, it just doesn't get any crazier than that.
Get him, Israel.
No kidding. Goodness sakes.
Yep, don't let up.
That's right. Well, so let's get to the word of the day.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oops, that was my fault. Okay, so the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Psalm 103, verses 6 through 15, which read, "The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will He keep His anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far He has removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear Him. For He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes." And that's it.
Wow, good one.
Yes.
Great one.
Right, exactly. And especially when it says that in verse 10, He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
I mean, when we look at the span of our lives and all of the things where Jesus walked perfectly, and, you know, ever since He was born all the way to His death
yes.
and resurrection, that, you know, we can't even begin to approach anything like that. And
right.
so all of the sins and iniquities and all of the times that we have grieved the Holy Spirit with our behavior, with our actions, with our very, very unfortunate things that we have done in our lives
yeah.
that are offensive to the Lord, we most certainly are not being punished according to what we have done. And
right.
so what a huge blessing that is. If you have nothing to be thankful for today, be thankful for that.
Yes.
That we have not been punished for what we have done. And
oh,
so,
no.
oh my God, that right there, that should make your whole week bright and shiny.
That's the mercy right there.
Yes.
And we're so thankful.
Right.
And you know, knowing that too, when you're in your walk, that, you know, it doesn't make you, being a Christian doesn't make you perfect by any means.
Oh, no.
It means you recognize how low you are and
right.
how much we need the Savior.
Yep.
And then it's that journey, that striving to be like Him.
That's right.
And, you know, it's a walk every day. Interesting too that Jesus said the world will hate you for that.
Yep.
There was an article that just came out from the Western Journal, and it's titled, "Why Leftists Hate Christianity, It's Kryptonite to Marxism."
Yep, that's right.
And as we see the, it's the message, you know, it's the message that Marxism is a failure. Marxism is satanic.
Yep.
And anything that stands against that, of course, they're going to rail against. And the antithesis of Marxism is Christianity.
Yep.
So, you know, as we're on this walk, you just remember that we're not perfect, but we are striving to be like him more every day. The world's going to hate you for it, and stay the course, because what a blessing, how merciful, you know, for him to extend that to us.
That's right. You know, I had a listener write to me and say, "You must really hate communists." And I went, "Well, no, that's not
whatever gave you that idea.
That's not what that's about. It's not about hating communists. It's about hating what communists cause across the world."
Right.
And everything that they stand for, the very first precept of communism is to dethrone God.
Right.
And that right there should make every Christian hate that whole ism,
that whole system. Yep.
And so just the fact that they're seeking to dethrone God, that's Satan right there.
Right.
Those are Satan's actions and Satan's words, and that is exactly what Satan sought to do in heaven against the Lord. And so, like David, went out running to the giant,
right,
for the giant insulting God. How
yes.
dare you insult my God in front of me? You're going to die and I'm taking your head off, right?
Right.
That is essentially the person that refuses to stand for anybody or anything, no matter how big and how ugly, that is going to curse or try to dethrone the Lord.
Right.
You know, and so it's not a matter of hating communists, the people, it's a matter of hating what they stand for.
Absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with that. We should strive to love the things that God loves,
right,
to find the things that he finds pleasing, we should find pleasing. The things that God hates, we should hate.
Yep, that's right.
And and to stand against those. And, you know, a lot of those people are lost, and we, you know, we pray for them and we try to spread the gospel to them. But there's also a group of people out there, and this is largely a large number of them. We'll see in the end times when God sends his judgments and it's clear that it's from him, many people will turn from their wickedness and turn to him. But the scripture also says many will shake their fists and curse him. They
will
curse at him.
Right.
They hate God so bad and his people. You know, those people are going to be destroyed.
Yep.
And as long as they're trying to destroy us, our heritage, our history, our children, all that we value and all that's righteous and pure, we need to stand against them fiercely.
Oh, definitely.
And oppose them.
Yep.
And, you know, they can say, "Oh, you're so hateful," all they want. And we're not going to be manipulated by that. We are called
That's
to
right.
stand against that kind of evil. And we will.
Exactly.
So, yeah. And the David against Goliath is a really great example of sometimes you have to recognize who your enemy is, what he is. And there's, you know, sometimes there's you cannot deal with your enemies, some of them, in a counseling session.
Right. Yes.
Right.
That's right. Right.
So,
and yeah, exactly. In some of your close associations, you most certainly can.
Right.
And in others, and in macro formats, and in war, that's not applicable.
That's right.
Yep.
Exactly. But good one. So encouraging. It's good to hear from Psalms again. So what was this scripture?
So that was Psalm 103, verses 6 through 15.
All right. Got it. Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Yep. Praise God.
Absolutely. Okay, let's take that break. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready. Don't get left behind. Go to JesusAppears.com to find out what all that means, what it means to you. And we'll be back with segment two right after this.
I'm Renee Holiday. I'm announcing my candidacy for Congress for District 5 in Eastern Washington as a strong conservative Christian MAGA Republican. We are currently in an existential crisis in America because of weak leadership who have failed to place God first over this nation. They have also failed to keep their oaths of office to uphold and defend the Constitution and the rights of the individual. They have failed to secure our elections and have opened our border to an invasion from over 172 countries. America has never been more vulnerable to attack than we are now. I'm running because Eastern Washington needs a rep with some spine that can stand up to this lawless regime and help bring America back under the safety of our Constitution by securing our elections and closing our border. I have already written the congressional bill to do just that and have been publicly pushing it for the past year. Eastern Washington needs a fighter with a record of being effective in fighting the globalists, and that fighter is me. I have been fighting the globalists for 18 straight years and have written 2 books about it. Eastern Washington needs an effective fighter in D.C., and that fighter is me, Renee Holiday. I need your vote on August 6th, but I need your support right now to kick off my campaign. I'm running to win and to take America back, and I can only do this with your support. Let's get it done together. So you can go to my campaign website at ReneeHolidayForCongress.com. It's spelled ReneeHoladay for Congress.com.
This ad paid for by the Committee to Elect Renee Holiday, Washington Congressional District 5.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment 2 of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from Spokane, Washington. We're in the heart of the American Redoubt. Specifically, we are in Congressional District 5. Broadcasting to you right now.
That's right.
Hey, I want to thank you guys for supporting us. Those of you who have joined the Patriots in sending $5 or $10, $20 a month, $50 a month, anything to help support us. We are listener supported. And also another reminder, we have changed PO boxes. And if you go to the website, radiofreeredoubt.com, click on the Donate to RFR tab, you'll find the new P.O. box. Do not send anything to the old P.O. box. We're having issues that we got to deal with there. So make sure if you send anything to us, it's to the new P.O. box, which is on the website. All right, well, Lady Liberty, segment 2.
That's right, everyone.
Several.
Welcome back to Monochromatic Monday, yes, where the truth of God is black and white. And in referencing my campaign for Congress, District 5, I wanted to point out that I am very willing to go and speak to your church and to describe what the issues are, the ones that we're facing as existential threats to this nation,
yeah,
that are very, very pertinent, in fact, to Christians and Christian values in this nation. And so if any of you have pastors that might be interested in something like that, where they would want to have me come and speak to their congregation or to a group at some other time other than church time,
you know,
like days of the week, evenings, or whatever, I'm certainly available to do that and more than happy to do that.
Yeah, kind of town hall type presentations.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, in fact, I'm reaching out to the churches because as our show has been describing for the past 4 years, that Jesus is absolutely into politics. He absolutely has always been involved in government.
The government is on his shoulders.
Yes, the government is going to be upon his shoulders. And so, you know, he's the one that always deals with the kings and the rulers,
absolutely,
you know, guiding and directing them, especially the ones that are willing to listen to him. And so we absolutely need to be placing his, you know, all biblical values in what we're doing in government.
He causes nations to rise and fall, and he also holds them in judgment who turn against him.
That's right.
Especially a nation that is established on the principles of God and his word, and then you rebel against him.
That's right.
That's a whole lot different than just some pagan nation that's lost. They've always been lost. They're, you know, worshiping Buddha or
right,
whatever.
Like Babylon.
It's almost like those kind of countries are just kind of left alone. They're
yeah,
just like
right.
in cruise control.
Yeah.
But when you say, under the banner of Christ, we are, you know, establishing this nation, and then you deviate, go 180 degrees, hammer comes down hard. I mean, look at Europe.
Yep,
they're losing
right.
Europe. We're losing America.
Right.
And many of these countries that are established under, you know, Christendom that have departed from the faith and just outright rebelled.
Right.
It's a horrible end.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is I'm working on my third book now that describes how there is not a separation between God and government, and that Jesus was the leader who described to all of our elected officials that they are to serve if they are to lead.
Right.
And so he is the perfect example of the grassroots, you know, from working from the ground up in our form of government.
Right.
And that exactly comes from Jesus. He is the ultimate example of a servant to the people. And so, yeah.
And Paul did too. Paul made several references to that, your proper relationship and interaction with your government as a citizen.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, he's directly under the discipleship of Christ himself.
Well, and so did John the Baptist.
Right.
So did Peter. So did, you know, the list goes on
yes.
and on. All the apostles ended up dealing with governments of the different nations.
Right.
Where, of course, they ended up being crucified or killed in one manner or another, you know.
Yeah.
But they ended up being, most of them, taken to prisons in different countries and, you know, being killed. And so this is directly in the face of governments that are not interested in Christianity.
They're not going to like the message.
That's right. That's right. That we are still carrying today. So hooray for that.
That's right. Okay. So let's see. Speaking of governments and what's going on around the world and people in our government who have some things to say about current events, unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. These people, I cannot wait for them to be thrown out.
That's right. Oh my gosh, we've got this clip here. This is a Fox clip that blends both a comment from Kamala Harris and Merrick Garland of Department of Justice. And listen to their horrible, deceptive statements about voting. Listen to what they have to say.
From a couple of real winners.
Oh boy.
And given the immense scale of suffering in Gaza, there must be an immediate ceasefire. Yeah. States across our nation, extremists pass laws to ban drop boxes, limit early voting, and restrict absentee ballots. In Georgia, extremists passed a law to even make it illegal to give people food and water for standing in line to exercise their civic duty and right to vote. I asked the friends here, Rev, whatever happened to love thy neighbor? The hypocrisy of
is still under attack. And that is why the Justice Department is fighting back. That is why one of the first things I did when I came into office was to double the size of the voting section of the Civil Rights Division. That is why we are challenging efforts by states and jurisdictions to implement discriminatory, burdensome, and unnecessary restrictions on access to the ballot, including those related to mail-in voting, the use of drop boxes, and voter ID requirements. That is why we are working to block the adoption of discriminatory redistricting plans that dilute the vote of black voters and other voters of color.
Yeah, we're not buying it.
You know, as just that is the communist with their tool chest full of election stealing tools.
Exactly. And they're, how hard they're trying to protect their election stealing tools.
Exactly.
And you know what? The minorities aren't buying it. Look at the numbers now that are going pro-Trump.
Right.
They're saying Biden is destroying our country. The black communities in the cities that are being overrun by illegals, they're furious.
Right.
And
Kamala Harris trying to quote the Bible again.
Oh, yeah.
You know, saying, whatever happened to love thy neighbor? She means whatever happens to love thy neighbor who is trying to steal your elections.
Right.
And really, yeah, we're supposed to be friendly and kind to you while you steal everything right out from under our noses.
Right.
And so, no, that doesn't apply here, Kamala. Sorry.
She has no influence.
It also doesn't help that Merrick Garland is representing and in charge of the DOJ, and that is who's pushing against this, who's pushing against honest, fair elections by pushing all of their tools. And as we heard with Sidney Powell describing that Department of Defense has the patents for these electronic voting machines and their fraud, their fraudulent capabilities. And so here we've got Merrick Garland, DOJ, Department of Defense, and then we've got all of the intelligence agencies and their expertise in election theft.
Yes.
And all of them working together in this coming up election. This is going to be frightening.
Yeah, it is. And the big question out there now is Trump's momentum so big that it can't be stolen now?
Right.
That's the big question.
Well, and you know, his March 2nd results have turned out to be glorious, of course, which we all knew they would be, but he triumphed in Missouri, Michigan, and Idaho, capturing all the delegates at stake that day and setting the stage for more key races on this week's Super Tuesday. And he also got 100% of the vote in Missouri.
Not surprising.
100%.
Yep, 92% chance that he will take all of them.
That's right.
So pretty awesome. Well, we're out of time. Join us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. right here. You Patriots, be safe and be vigilant.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.